Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of my podcast, Putting in the Gutter. My name is Joe Ambrose, your host. I'm a PGA professional and a PBA bowling professional. And we every so often come to you with stuff going on in the world of golf and bowling and other sports. This week, we're going to start by mentioning this is my 10th episode. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And I appreciate your support as we go forward with this. The big story to me this week would be Nelly Korda on the LPGA Tour winning her fifth straight tournament in her last five starts, which is something that hasn't been done since Annika Storenstam did it 2004-05, and before that, Nancy Lopez did it actually in one season back in 1978. To win one tournament is unbelievable. To win two is really awesome. To win three is crazy good. To win five in a row, so many things have to go right for you to do that. So Nelly is actually playing just super golf, but I saw that she's taken a week or two off to rest up a little bit before the next time she's going to play. So I'll keep you posted when that's going to be. But congratulations to her. That's awesome. With all the stuff she's been through physically with her back and wrists and everything, and to come back and to play like that is just amazing. And she works hard, as we all know, and she has a great support system in her family. The Korda family is... Her father, Peter, was a professional tennis player and was really good because I remember watching him when I grew up. And her sister, Jessica, was on the LPGA Tour before her. So she has a lot of people around her that can help her and advise her. And I'm really happy to see that she's playing that well. So I hope she can go for six pretty soon in the next week or two. So that'd be awesome. On the men's side, Scottie Scheffler won the Heritage this past week, becoming the first player since Bernhard Langer in 1985 to win the Masters and the Heritage in back-to-back weeks. This week is not a regular, I mean, it is a regular tour stop, but it's not an individual tour stop. It's the Zurich, which is a partners event, which would be a nice break, and I think we'll give everybody some things to look at as we get ready for the PGA Championship in a few weeks at Valhalla in Kentucky, the next major. So I'm sure we'll all be watching and see what happens there. Just a few notes on the PGA Tour that there's some things going on. There's some talk about Rory McIlroy, you know, getting similar offers to what Jon Rahm got to go live. And yet there's also talk of him going back on the PGA advisory board. So I'm not really sure what is going to happen there. But the tours just need to get together. We all know that. I keep saying it every time I do this. But it's just a mess. And we really, really want, as fans, we want all the best players back together where possible and to watch them as much as possible. And when you actually get to go out to a tournament, you want to be able to see them and not, you know, in 18 different places in the country, you know, three different major tours. You know, we have to find ways to make this work. And I really hope that they can do that sooner rather than later, because I'll be honest, since LIV Tour started, I have no idea what's going on over there. I don't know what teams are in first place, and I don't even know who's playing well. So I don't even watch it. I'm not sure who does, but I know I certainly don't. But let's say some prayers that they can get this worked out. On the bowling side, the college bowling season is mercifully over. As a college coach for a long time, 17 years, I know how long the season is. We start October 1st and go till, if you make nationals or do well in conference, you're going to the end of March, end of April. So it's like you're looking at 7 months, which is almost the entire college school year. It's crazy. But congratulations to Wichita State on the women's side and Weber International on the men's side for winning team championships. That'll be televised, I think. It used to be on CBS Sports. I think there's dates. If you look on bowl.com, I think the dates that they'll be broadcast and when the singles will be broadcast. So I'll watch, because I didn't see any of it. I was working, so I didn't get a chance to watch it. But it's definitely worth watching, because that's the future stars on both the men's Pro Bowlers tour and the ladies' PWBA tour. So it's definitely something you should check out if you possibly can. My friend Chico at work says I don't mention the men's PBA tour very much, so I'm going to do that. I looked at the averages in the point list today. I know EJ Tackett is still number one on the point list, but I also looked at the money isn't there on the Pro Bowlers Tour. We all know that. It never has been. Even when I did it back in the 80s, it was never there. It's still not there. The leading money winner, you know, EJ Tackett has won just under $200,000 in 12 events. If he played 12 events in golf, he'd be, you're looking at 10 to 15 million. So it's, bowling has never gotten its due as far as sponsors and having the national spotlight, you know, for 4 days like golf does, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and having their own channel. We've just never had that. I don't know if that's ever going to happen in any of our lifetimes, but I'd certainly love it if it did. But I looked at the averages, you know, for the first 12 events on the PBA Tour. To get in the top 25 on the point list, you got to average 220 plus. Now, think about that. Anybody that bowls, to throw a 220 game, you would need at least four in a row somewhere, strikes, and no opens to shoot a game in the 220s. Now, we all know we have opens somewhere. You leave a split, you miss a spare. So that means out of 12 potential shots, you're probably striking six or seven times. So the big tour players, the really good tour players, are striking somewhere between 60 and 70% of the time when they're playing well. That's numbers that I never heard of as a kid, never heard of when I grew up watching the sport. And it was all about making shots and making spares. Now it's about rev rates, entry angles into the pocket, hitting a spot at the 15th board and trying to hit the, you know, your break point at 40 feet, which is what we used to work on in college, and trying to break down what we call lane patterns with the oil on the lane pattern to help it make it easier for us to enter the pocket. And because the equipment is so good now, it's just unbelievable. You don't even have to use a ball as heavy as you used to. You could do the same thing now with a 14 or 15 pound ball that you used to be able to do with a 16, and actually better, because you can throw it faster, obviously, because it's lighter. Just like golf, you know, if you have a lighter shaft, you're going to swing it faster. It's the same theory. And the mechanics and the understanding of physics in bowling is so much better now than it was 30 years ago. And that's why these guys are just so good. And now you got the two-handers on top of that. It's a really different tour, but it's cool to watch. And to watch these guys be able to strike like that and to be able to make adjustments and do that is pretty awesome. So the PBA Tour, for the most part, is on Bowl TV. Sometimes it's on either ESPN or one of the other cable channels, so you have to keep watching where it's going to be at. But there's a bunch of events now, you know, through the summer, so we'll keep you updated on what's going on as best I can. The ladies will have their tour starting in May, right around the same time that I believe right around the same time as WNBA, which is probably like May 8th or 10th or something in that neighborhood, right around Mother's Day weekend. So we have a lot going on. And we're so busy now watching sports. I mean, we have hockey playoffs going on. You got the NBA playoffs going on. You got baseball in full tilt. Baseball's only played like 23 to 25 games and, you know, out of 162. So baseball's going to be going, you know, through October, November. So we just have a lot going on right now. Plus, this week is the NFL draft. So If you like sports, this is a great time of year, at least as far as I'm concerned. And plus, it's spring here in the East. You know, we're all back on the golf course, as I can attest to my job. And nice to see, you know, people outside playing pickleball and looking forward to good weather and, you know, fishing season. There's just a lot of stuff going on right now. So spring is always cool. Even as you get older, it's great to see it every time. And hopefully 2024 will be no different. We get some good weather and we're able to keep things going. So I think tonight, which I'm doing this on Thursday, tonight, Sixers-Knicks. Sixers are down 2-0. I think all the 2-0 games are going tonight. Denver and L.A. and Cleveland-Orlando, the teams that are down 0-2, kind of need to win to get back in the series. I saw Miami beat Boston last night. Miami is one of the most well-coached teams in the league. Eric Spoelstra doesn't get enough credit for what he does for the Miami Heat. They never have the greatest roster, but they find ways to win. So it's pretty interesting. And I saw that the Thunder beat New Orleans last night, so they went up 2-0. So all these seven-game series will be plodding along, and we'll see what happens as we go from there, because there will be games all weekend. Well, I'm going to keep it short. Got to go to work. So I'm doing this before work. So I hope you guys have a good weekend. Enjoy sports. There's a lot of it. If you want to make some comments, don't forget my email, joeambrose@pga.com. Thank you for helping me keep the podcast going. This is number 10. There'll be a lot more. And thank you for listening, as always. Thank you very much.